Approaching on a 25 seconds. 20 seconds and counting. On at 15 seconds, guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9, ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, all engine running. Liftoff, we have a liftoff, 32 minutes past the hour. Tower cleared.
And as Apollo 11 does its roll program, this podcast now does its roll program. The tape is rolling. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. My name is Grant Cameron, and you're listening to the Paranormal UFO Consciousness Podcast. Thank you for taking time from your life to be here.
To see if it at least does. Oh, it says it's preparing to live stream. So wow. This will go to my YouTube, though, I believe.
There you go. Hello, Nicole Sackage's YouTube.
Right.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. We've got Dave Scott from Spaced Out Radio here tonight.
I can't even wave because my camera is on my other one. I actually waved at my camera when you said that. I'm like, oh, goodness, I'm not even on.
There you go. You're going to be a star tonight.
We're trying to figure out
what's the temperature there, Dave?
Right now, it's about 22 degrees Celsius.
Oh, it's nice, man.
And smoky. Yeah.
We have the same thing. You can't, you know, the sun, you can basically stand there and look at the sun. It's red. But we've got the hot. We got the first rain here in a month and a half.
I'm wow. Thumbs up number one.
Thumbs up?
On the YouTube channel.
On mine, I can't get to it yet. I'm trying, but I think my
I'm already there. You got four people watching so far.
There you go.
Hi, my four people.
Oh, you're up to five now.
There you go. Let's give them a scoop. What do we got for a scoop, Dave? You got some news?
What do we got for a scoop? Let me see if I can find any. I got nothing. I got nothing right now.
You got nothing. I'm just trying to think. There was something that happened. Well, did you see the posting I did? On Facebook, I did the posting about because we cannot, I can't remember the exact quote, because we cannot control the phenomena, we watch the people that the phenomena affects. The lights in the sky produce no usable information. There are a number of experiencers who have different experiences and different inputs or whatever. And there may be ... beings visiting us. And so I got that. And then I said to the guy, I said, is this you or is this intelligence talking? And he said, what did he say, Nicole? I forgot. Perhaps.
Perhaps.
Because I think I know who said it. I think I know where it came from. And that's the whole deal. That's why they're watching Chris Bledsoe or, you know, his son. He's talking. Have you heard his podcast, Dave?
I know he's doing it. I haven't had a chance to listen yet.
He's into the simulated universe. They talk a lot about Star Wars and all the movies and Matrix and how they're dropping stuff into movies and stuff like that. And he talks about the fact that the lady told his father it's an illusion, which is exactly what Nancy Tremaine said, which is what the beings told me in England. And you're starting to see more and more beings talking about the fact that this is an illusion. It's a simulated universe. And apparently Chris was told that. And he said it's like a Mario game. And Ryan says that's the only video game my father knows. So he's referring to it as a Mario game.
Oh, wow.
And the whole thing about, you know, the thing about the medals. You heard the story about the medals where Chris, right. Tyler D comes and puts the medal in their hands. Have you heard that story?
I have from you, I think. But I don't
know. So for your five listeners, we still only got five listeners. So I'll tell them a good story.
We're up to six now. We're up to six.
I see seven.
Seven. Okay. So Tyler D comes there from NASA, and he he actually converts to Catholicism because they want to make contact with the, they want this contact with a lady. Whitley Strieber brings him a message that says this thing about spirituality, you got to go to spirituality. He converts to Catholicism and he goes to Chris, he goes to the whole family and he puts these two pieces of metal in their hands. So Ryan says they put the metal in his hand and he feels this electricity going up his arm. And same thing happens to the other two boys and to the daughter. And then they give it to Chris Jr.'s girlfriend and nothing happens. They put these two pieces of metal in Chris's hand and he basically goes into a seizure. And so Tyler D says, this means you've had a direct face-to-face contact with an entity. So now what he's saying is that they took the two pieces of metal, put him in Chris's hand and said, we want you to ask the lady, what is the message for the world? And Tyler D sat there and Chris told him what the message, all the stuff that the woman was saying. And he went to Barack Obama and briefed Barack Obama. That's where that napkin comes from. You know, that I posted it years ago with the napkin from Camp David. And I knew it was significant because when I was in California, I had when I saw this thing, I realized what had happened. And I was at this Chinese restaurant. I was actually at Lorraine's conference. And right beside the conference, I got a Chinese food place. So I got a Chinese food place and I get a napkin. So I posted Chris Butzo's napkin with the Camp David and then my napkin from the Chinese restaurant. And
I remember that.
And so this is the thing. This is the story that's told that Tyler D actually went and briefed Barack Obama. So, of course, the Barack's files are coming access as of next January 20th. And I'm going to get all my FOAs ready and I'm going to be asking all these questions with Podesta and Tyler D and Chris Bledsoe. And we'll see if they got files on all these people. It'll be interesting.
That's going to be fun.
So the message didn't get across. Apparently the government, that's the whole idea is that this was this quote I put that they're watching the experiencers. They're not watching the lights in the sky. And that's when you see all these things like, they were talking about the ones where I got the story. I asked was I was doing the thing on the Avery and what's his name? George Wingfield, who was working on the crop circles. He comes to the United States in 1992. He's contacted by Ron Pendolfi and Ron wants to go to get one, wants to take him for dinner. So there's Ron and four other CIA people meet with Wingfield in a restaurant in Washington. And he said, they don't ask a single question about crop circles. All they want to know is about people and experiencers and stuff like that. And then he said, then he has a UFO sighting over top of the Pentagon, over top of the Capitol. And he thinks it's them playing with lasers or something like that. They're trying to set them up. But that's the thing you see with, once you get involved with the UFO phenomena, then you start having these experiences. So that's why I asked this question, that they're watching the experiencers. That's why Bill Moore was hired to look at different things. They're not really interested in the phenomena so much as they are in the experiencers, because they can't contact the experience. They can't contact the phenomena. It's not dealing with them. So they deal with the experiencers and try to find out what are they being told, what's the message, and all this kind of stuff. And that was confirmed to me. I said, is this you talking or is this intelligence? Perhaps.
So Grant, just real quick, I just made you the host again. I still can't figure out how to make you a co-host because it just made, when I was logged in on both, I was host and co-host. But now that you're the host, do you have the three buttons that are the three dots?
Yes, I do.
All right. And then now I'm broadcasting live to YouTube. Will it let you go in and try?
It'll just let me stop live stream, but we're not going to stop it because we're on a roll here.
Well, I didn't know if it would let you like do it to Facebook simultaneously.
No, it just says stop live stream.
Because that might be another setting also within Zoom, because I told you I got like the super business, whatever Zoom.
Yeah. Okay. I got another scoop for your audience.
I got another scoop before we move away from the metals though, because Gary Nolan has been making interesting tweets, if anybody's been following him or that. Yeah. And his tweets, I believe, are regarding the peer review of the metamaterials that he's working on with Valet. So that sounds like it's coming to, you know, closer to getting, you know, results or peer reviewed results. So that could come up.
Okay. But then when I asked, you heard my interview with Valet where I said, Jacques, this doesn't make any sense. You got these little pieces of metal. It does. They come across the galaxy and then little pieces start falling off the flying saucer. And then Bigelow said that they're seeding crashes around the world and stuff. Don't you think this is kind of like the gifting? And that's when Jacques says to me, well, I kind of came up with that idea, the gifting, that they're gifting this stuff.
That was my favorite part.
But here's the big scoop. Here's the big scoop here. A new book is out. It's on the market. It's a book by Nicole Sackage and Grant Cameron. It's actually live on now. We're sending you some copies before we make the announcement, but it's now for your YouTube audience. You are a published author.
What?
Really?
That so we'll have to awesome. Do an interview. We'll have to do an interview. You and I, we'll have to do an interview with Dave.
Okay. Your first book. Do you want Monday, August 23rd or Wednesday, August 25th, since Mr. Doty hasn't got back to Nicole?
Right. We have to send an email. Send an email and I'll bug him via.
Well, you know the 25th, Wednesday. So Monday, the 23rd, Grant?
Can't do it. I'm in New Brunswick.
Okay. How about Tuesday, the 31st?
Let's see. Where will I be? In Toronto? Yeah, that one I may be able to do. Great. Maybe for the first hour, because I'll be in Toronto, I think.
Live from New Brunswick.
But no, wait, what day is it? August 31st?
No, that's a Tuesday.
I'm still in New Brunswick. And they're like...
Yeah, you don't want like that. Okay, hold on. Let's go into September here. When are you back for September?
I'm in Toronto from...
Let's do it on my birthday.
From the 3rd to the 11th. I'm in Vancouver. I'm in Vancouver on the 11th.
The hell are you doing in Vancouver?
My son lives in Vancouver now. He moved to Vancouver.
Oh, cool.
So I'm going to go watch the BC Lions play. I've never seen BC Lions play. I've been a Lions fan my whole life. I've never seen them play in BC play. So I'm going to be there on the 11th to about the 13th or 14th, something like that.
Oh, wow. That's so fun. How old is your son? We were trying to guess. My son
is 38.
Aha. So, yep.
Samantha is camping in Jasper, so she's tied up for about a week.
Ooh.
Yeah. Jasper is a place you got to go, Nicole. Don't die until you've been to Jasper and bam.
So that's on. I told you Vancouver was low on my visit Canada list. So Jasper above or below Vancouver?
Oh, Jasper and Banff are like, that's why they call it God's country.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The most beautiful thing you've ever seen in your life. It's unbelievable.
That's true. I want to go there in winter, Grant, when the wind blows all the snow off the lake so you could skate for miles.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do.
Yeah.
Nice. Hey, Grant, so what was the final title of the book? I don't think you ever told me.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Quickly, September, when's your birthday, Nicole?
The 18th. It's a Saturday.
Oh, so you want to go on with Lynn or do you want to save it for me?
No, let's do it the day before. We'll have a...
I got the day before, actually. I have Paul Kingsbury and Robert Powell from the SCU booked.
Ooh, Robert Powell. Awesome.
Can we do the 16th? That's a Thursday.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going to say yes, but I don't care. We could go on with Lynn, too. Have you met Lynn yet, Grant? Lynn Wallen?
No, you got to have your own show here. You got a book out. I mean, you don't want to go with these people who've got no books. You're an author now.
All right. I'm putting you guys in for that day, for the 16th. Mark that on your calendar, the 16th of September.
Okay.
I got the blue marker out still, Dave, from last night.
Nice.
September 16th. I'm going to be on Forbidden Knowledge, that podcast with Chris Matthew coming up, I think Saturday.
Nice.
Saturday or Sunday. That'll be fun.
Are you going to tell him about your new book?
I am now.
Published author Nicole Sackage. Look at that.
There you go. Your kid will be And your kid is in the front. He's in the very front of the book there, where he makes the triangle.
This one? Yeah.
With his thumbs like this.
It was reverted. That was great.
Yeah. he'll be able to love it.
Coulter has been talking triangles in his tour for his book and I found it interesting, and maybe this will be for part two, but he's lined it up that when the heat came on the Nevada desert and the American Midwest with the triangle crafts being spotted there, they said the program closed, and that's simultaneously is when they started seeing the black triangles in Australia. It was like they moved the program down under. So that was kind of interesting. We'll have to follow that.
I may have an interview. I'll ask him about that. Because that, you remember, you know, the thing we put in there that Marler said, there's never been a report of a black triangle landing. And I never realized that. And then we got the thing with the top three journalists of all had these giant triangle sightings that we didn't figure out.
Melinda's where she was taken on board.
But that's a remembrance of what she thought. And she was talking more like a pyramid thing. So that is a one on the ground, but it's not where she was seeing it from an angle and stuff like that. Yeah. So that's all in the book. People can read that in the book. Melinda's story about being on the triangle. It's in the book.
That was your sneak peek.
That's your sneak peek.
How wonderful.
But we do the Green Street and Billy Cox. And who's the third big journalist? Lee Spiegel.
Yeah.
All these three major guys who did UFO stories for years and were big names all had giant triangle sightings. That's what got them involved.
And Dave Scott.
But he's not I guess he's a journalist. Yeah, he's a journalist too. Yeah.
Once in a while. At least I have the certificate for it.
There you go.
Nice. Well, this was great, guys. I'm glad we got this figured out. And I think, Grant, then if you would have if we do this via my link on Friday, are you cool just doing it to my YouTube then? Or do you want to?
Desta will be there. Just let Desta tape.
Okay.
And we'll put it on down the road. I'll put it on the podcast and you can have yours. Are you going to try to drag all these other guys in? Because you got to send the link to Mark.
And I was going to do that tomorrow with Mark and just send it, tell him, you know, to extend the link and the invite to anybody he thought might want to join. So
yeah.
I'll send you the thumbnail that I made for it too right now. You can tell me if there's anything you want me to change on it.
No, because he's getting it free. I just said I would do the interview. I don't want any part of the money
Right.
So he may be willing to bring.
That's kind of how I left things with Captain Ron in the observation deck when he was asking if we would want to do stuff via that. And I said, whenever we do, it would just be us like sharing the link and it can go there.
Yeah.
It wouldn't
be. That's what I told him. Yeah.
Set up. So he was happy. Yeah, I thought so too. So he said, anytime we do anything, just send him the link and it'll happen somehow. He said the one thing is that whoever he gives the link to broadcast it to the observation deck, we can't ever mute them, otherwise the audio shuts off for the observation deck. I guess that's a glitch. So
yeah, well, we'll figure out things as we go along. We'll get more and more skilled. Pretty soon you'll be skilled like Desta and you'll know exactly how to,
you know, Desta and I figure out a lot of things together now. YouTube, Zoom,
yeah,
green videos. But no, if I figure out how to change the settings though and set it as a co-host, I believe we can broadcast simultaneously, so we might be able to do it to White House UFO and my channel. Or
yeah, well, they have that. That third link where you can put multiple, because the Saturday Night Lives, I think they had 250 Facebook they were sharing to.
Yeah.
But it costs you money to that third link where you can set it to Facebook pages.
Yeah. And see, I don't think I went that far with it, but yeah, I did do the co-host. Yeah,
there's YouTube, Facebook, and then this third option. I think I can't remember what they call it. You'll see when I give you the host back.
To do all at the same time or multiple channels. So
yeah, and that's what they people are on that. They get good at this stuff and they know how to multiply this or have it loading all over the place and stuff like that. Whereas we're just, I rely on you to do that kind of stuff. I'm just a shoemaker.
I'll figure it out eventually.
Or you go to Dave. Dave's got a big production studio there.
Yep, but he uses StreamYard, so he's useless to us.
Oh, yeah. But he still has
I'm right here, Nicole. I'm right here.
You zapped him on your channel. No, Dave's got a lot of technology and a lot of stuff where you're broadcasting to radio stations and you've never been in his studio, right, Nicole?
I haven't, but my option here is there's a recording studio in my little small town and they let you rent like the booth for broadcasting for recording.
But you got to see Dave. He's got like 15 screens and he's typing away and he's talking on Twitter and he's talking to these guys and those guys and all this kind of stuff, and he somehow remembers to ask the next question. And
I used to never do that. Multiple screens going all at once. I used to run three screens whenever I would do stuff.
Yeah, three screens is nice.
I don't do that anymore. I blow out too much tech to keep rebuying it all the time.
Hey, there's little Davey Altman in your chat room. Little Davey Altman.
Hey, Dave Altman. Dave Altman's got some news.
Dave Altman.
Dave Altman's got news. What do you got, Dave? Get on here.
He's always got some juice. He's always got juice.
Dave, talk in the chat here. Give us some scoop here.
He's under an NDA. He can't.
Yeah, we could give us the hint. Hey, Dave Altman, do you know that Nicole's got a new book? Put it on your chatter link there.
Dave wants to be my agent now that I'm an author.
Yeah, you're a published author. It's a big scoop tonight. It's the big news of tonight.
Little Davey Altman called me up yesterday and he's like, "You're an asshole." And I said, "Why?" He goes, "Because now I'm going into chat rooms and people are saying, aren't you little Davey Altman?"
Oh, no.
Yeah. So we're going to stick with it now.
It's better that than they don't call you anything. That's the thing. It's like the old, as long as they spell your name right.
And as long as they can say your last name right. It's funny. People are starting to freak out if they can't say my name right. And I'm just like,
where's your son? Get your son on the channel here. I want to ask him if he knows about his mom.
He's all like, throw me my charger.
Get him out here. He's got to know his mother's got a book. I'll tell him he's in a book. He's in a new published book. His picture.
He'll go crazy. And then I'll get to share it in the newspaper when he's 16.
There you go. Yeah. We'll ask him what he's inventing today. He's playing video games. I'm kind of disappointed. He was busy inventing and saving the world. Now he's playing video games. He's going down the tube.
Tell me about it. What a brilliant kid.
Simulated universe, you'll understand. You saw that study they did in Edmonton where they did with the psychedelics where they people run into, bad entities or whatever in the psychedelics. And they discovered that the kids that play the video games, they love that. It's like, there's an evil alien. Let's go kill the guy. And the stress is a lot less because they're used to playing in a simulated universe. And that may be what video games is about. It's a part of a disclosure thing.
Could be.
Will, how you doing? I got some news for you. You're live on the internet here on your mother's channel. And you need to know that your mother has just published a book and you're in it.
What? You're in a book. Did you know that?
You're in a book.
He's got great hair,
man.
I know. Are you loving his hair right now?
Loving that.
Make me the triangle. You did the book and the triangle. You triangle in the book. Make the same sign of the triangle for us.
That triangle sign.
We got it in the book. We got you making the triangle. Give the triangle to Dave.
Yeah, we don't see it, Will.
And Dave's Uncle Dave. Down here. He's just not on camera. No.
You playing a video game tonight?
What were you upstairs doing?
I was just some stuff.
Oh. What's your latest invention?
It might just be that.
Here we go.
I don't know.
Here, sit up.
I have lots of inventions, but none were that successful but the prototype I made.
Oh,
that's kid camp thing.
They're in the prototype phase.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Maybe we can do a book on your inventions. How would you like that?
We'll start.
Put all your plans and your diagrams in a book.
Yeah, does that sound fun?
That was my last psychedelic experience. They had a second part. I won't tell you the second part, but they said, stick that in a book. You always want to stick stuff in a book. Stick that in a book.
Hey, guys, I gotta run because I got to get ready for my show here, but thank you for having me on, and thanks for booking with us. And little Davey Altman wants to know, what's the book called?
Wait, neither of us know. It's our triangle book. We don't
UFOs and triangles or something. It's a pretty cool looking cover. The guy, Matt the Pond guy, does it. He does all the covers. He's pretty good at covers.
Do you have it on your computer? You could share screen.
I don't have it on this computer. No. I've got it on the other computer.
Oh, see, now you have two PCs.
Well, go to Amazon. It'll be on Amazon. Just search.
Is it on Amazon already?
Put your name in there and put triangle and
oh Lord.
You might even be able to share screen and you can put the book on the screen.
Grant and the women taking over the world.
There you go.
All started with Desta.
Well, I said the women have to take over the world before we destroy it, the men. Get it as fast as you can. And
I can't believe we let you men take it over to begin with. Somebody dropped the ball somewhere.
Right. I'm on the host now, so I'll let you share screen if you can find it. It's supposed to be online.
I wasn't looking on my PC. I was looking on.
Just put in Amazon, the call package, and triangle, and it should pop up.
I'm having user malfunctions with my new phone.
You're too nervous.
I can't find anything. There's too much tech on my new phone. It's all over the place.
Well, once you do your second book, you'll calm down.
Oh, okay. It's the first book jitters. I'm going to be a millionaire in 3 weeks, right?
There you go. Yeah. Just like me.
That's funny.
Let's see. Dave Altman's probably got it already.
The advanced copy. Well, I typed in my name and nothing showed up. I'll type in yours.
Maybe it's not online yet. I think I'm pretty sure it's online. Profile
picture. Come on, look at that new research thing I do on it.
Ooh, I like it.
That's power of the thing.
It's not popping up yet, unless you've got a special link.
Okay, hang on. I'll look on the weather desk.
Whoa, there it is.
You got it? Okay, you can, let me see.
Triangles, aliens, and messages.
There you go. See, you're pretty good at that. Here, let me let you share screen. You can, just show it on the camera. You got it on your cell phone?
Oh. But it won't be big. Oh, there it is with Nicole Sackage.
There you go.
Of course, my cruddy camera isn't focusing.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's actually black with gold. I wanted it in metallic gold, but you can't do that on books. So
that's tough.
And that's Matt the Pond guy makes those covers. He's pretty good. He's a pretty creative guy in Toronto. And he makes the...
I think we were on to the young guy, right?
Yeah.
Does a lot of your cover work or has before?
Yeah, he does a lot for... Did Jacques Vallée. He does all the covers for...
Yeah.
So you show one to new friends?
Yeah, I'll take pictures of that and we'll show the second phase.
Okay, so I told Grant that I made another thing of it.
Sure. He's
Grant, did you make another phase thing, the standard one, but it but unlike the triangles, it has a core in it, kinda. But wow. It's actually separated by one black big long black line.
He said, unlike the triangles, it has a core in it.
Oh, there you go. Hey Will, I saw your picture of you with your his gown. Tell him he looks pretty good in his gown with his hat.
Oh,
you look like a university guy.
He saw your graduation picture.
That was pretty cool. I thought that was pretty cool, man. He looked like
see the number on that though, Grant? 2034.
No. There you go. Yeah. That's
class of 2034.
My son was the class of 2000.
Nice.
That but he almost didn't make it through. He was not interested in school. So
Like I said, this one will want to be done in second grade. You'll be ready for the patent office.
Yeah, you're going to school pretty soon, right? Next week?
Yep. Starts kindergarten on the 17th.
Oh, man. You're going to be, everybody's going to be watching in kindergarten when you're got all your stories about inventions. And
I hope so.
But Grant, did you know we have a super cool fist that's a beta, but it's a moon male?
So wow.
We just got a new pet. It's a beta fish. It's a moon tail.
You feeding him?
Yep. We're going to feed him when we head back upstairs.
Wow. You got lots of pets. You got a cat and a dog?
Yep. No snakes, though. Those have to stay at dad's house.
See, as he snakes at his dad's house?
They don't get to come home. Sometimes he's, you know, I say all the gross pets like snakes and frogs and lizards, those all have to go to the dad's house.
But does his dad have snakes?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Not that I know of. I mean,
definitely doesn't have snakes.
Nope, he said definitely no snakes. He might be afraid of snakes. That's why it's funny.
No,
Will says no tarantulas. That's what he's afraid of.
Well, I tell you a story. I'll tell you a funny story on your. How many people are on now? I'll tell a good story.
I don't know. I lost my device.
Okay.
That I was watching on it.
So anyway, we were with Kim Carlsberg, who wrote a couple of books on aliens and stuff. She used to run the Skywatch that Melinda ran, that runs now. So Kim Carlsberg used to run it. So we went on a Skywatch with her, and my son was with me. And so they have the glass, the third stage glasses or whatever they are, these high end, you know, $12,000 pair of glasses with the infrared or whatever. And so everybody's watching the sky, and I think we saw 49 objects the night that we were there. Wow. And I looked at my son, and he's looking at the ground, and I go, "What are you doing looking at the ground?" And he said, "I'm looking for tarantulas." I bought one time I was in Phoenix when he was real young. I bought him a tarantula in plastic, you know, there was a paper holder thing. And he was always scared after that of tarantulas. So we're at the Skywatch and they go, "What are you looking at the ground for?" And he goes, "Looking for tarantulas."
Hey, you know, for some reason it's those big ones, like you can see them coming, like little ones, they hide, you know, whatever. But we have those wolf spiders here that they're like the size of your hand, female. And they're just
mom,
big.
Mom, do you know that store that owns that white Ace Hardware?
Mm-hmm.
There's wolf spider in there once.
Was there? Did you see it?
No. We heard someone squeal.
Oh, did they go?
Ah!
But yeah, oh no, I just last week I pulled my outside cushions up off of a chair and there was a big one and I was like, oh. But they're ones that mimic other ones, so like it'll do that whole stand up and like raise its arms at you,
yeah,
enough to make you go ah, and then it runs off. So they're gross.
Wow. I don't have anything like that here.
Creeped out. Have to shake out my sheets tonight before I crawl into bed. How fun. But yeah, I'll make the link tomorrow and I'll send you that thumbnail.
Hey, Grant. I got this. Guess what this thing is?
Wait, I can't see you.
Oh.
I'm in the camera. I can't see you.
Yep. So you got to hold it up. He's modified a magic eight ball.
Yeah, just giving it a stand, kind of.
Holy cow. That's pretty cool.
Do you know how much electrical tape we buy?
Yeah, no kidding. Does it that need batteries?
Nope. It's one of those magic eight balls. You ask it a question and then you turn it upside down and it gives you
an answer.
Well, he modifies everything. So
there you go. Well, that's good. That's what I like is the imagination, and he'll invent something super special someday. So now we're closing down. So you need to announce now. You're on your channel.
Mm-hmm.
Friday, we're going to have a broadcast on the channel. So tell everybody who's going to be on the channel Friday night and who might be on the channel.
Oh, well, the might be's, I don't want to ruin any surprises or put any pressure on anybody. But we're going to be speaking with Mark Sims about his Making Contact Convergence that is coming up, which used to be called the Harmonic Convergence, which is a big, I guess you would describe it as a heist event. You know, and not really a CE5 event, but a heist event. So it'll be interesting to see what Mark has to say and all the big names joining. Of course, Danny Sheehan is joining. Christopher Mellon was one of the big, big names that just decided to join. Who else off the top of my head? Oh, yeah. Lou's joining in. So
Ralph Blumenthal.
It sounds like it's going to be, you know, like a New Year's Eve party. So,
yeah. And we're going to do an interview with Mark, and he's going to promo what he wants to talk about. And it's going to be live on your show.
Yep.
Live on your channel Friday night at what time?
What
six Central, right?
Yep. 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central, 4 p.m. Pacific.
There you go. So everybody can tune in, and we'll go from there. And we may have some big guests that will be pretty amazing.
All right. I just sent that to you too. So you can look at it and see if you like the promo. Then we'll send it to Mark. But thanks for tuning in, everybody. Surprise live broadcast. Now we've got it figured out.
There you go. And I'll give you the host back here.
All right. I think I might have stolen it back. That's a new option too. You can just take it back.
Oh, there you go. You're back. There you go.
All right. Well, come
say good night, Will. You say good night to all your fans.
Say good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
That's cool.
Okay. Bye, Grant.
That's this week's episode of the Paranormal UFO Consciousness Podcast. I'm your host, Grant Cameron, hoping that you will join me for upcoming episodes. Links to my YouTube interviews, books, and my Facebook sites are in the show notes. If you love the podcast or learn something valuable, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, or give a review on today's episode. If you would like a certain paranormal subject dealt with in the future, please let us know. Until next time, watch this space, and thank you so much for listening.